into exceptions.
Rather weird thing, Beggar Julius time trip, but you could get away with that kind of thing back in the day, I think. Of course, on Philips, which was a Dutch label for the most part, and so interesting kind of trippy kind of thing. That was coming out of the Netherlands in 1969. So now we're going to jump across the Atlantic, across the continent of North America, to California, essentially, and get into some of the James Gang to wrap us up for the last half hour of the show. Now, if you don't know, James Gang was originally a guitar project with Tommy Bolin, and then also with the fella from who went to join the Eagles. What's his name? I can't remember. Why? I'm getting old. Yes, we'll talk about that. But we're going to play a couple of tracks from the 15 greatest hits. I didn't know they had 15 hits, but I know they had a few. Well, let's continue. This is a track called White Man, Black Man. You listen to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. I hope you're enjoying the show. This is the James Gang on Transatlantic Express.
Listen to me, hear what I've got to say. You've got to learn to live together right now. Been around for so long. White man, you've got to know that sometimes you've been wrong about your brother, 'cause he's a good man. You know to love.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
Thank you.
You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express radio show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to the James Gang on Transatlantic Express. And of course, the original members of James Gang being Joe Walsh, guitars and lead vocals, with Tom Chris on bass and Jim Fox on drums. So Dale Peters replaced Chris on bass for the band's second album and third albums. Two of the band's songs, Funk 49, which you just heard, and Walk Away, continue to be popular on classic rock and AOR stations. They were formed in Cleveland, Ohio in 1966. And in 71, Joe left to pursue a solo career and would later join the Eagles, of course. The band carried on with a couple of different guitarists, including one of my favorite guitarists, Tommy Bolin, and before he joined Deep Purple. And then the band kind of fell apart because they didn't kind of, you know, produce any particular kind of hits without Joe. And they played six more albums and broke up in 1977. And Walsh, Fox, and Peters have reformed for various reunions over the years. Notably, in September 2022, the Power Trio returned for a performance at the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert held at Wembley Stadium in the UK. So there you go. They're still kind of hanging out. They're still friends. And Joe Walsh is one of the great personalities of rock music, I would say. A great guitar player and a great singer. And definitely an asset to the Eagles, who I believe recently played in Las Vegas. So there you go. Things are still happening. That just about wraps it up for today's show on Transatlantic Express. Well, hope you've enjoyed it. Yes, we've heard from the James Gang. We've heard from the Dutch band Exception. And we've heard from the British band UB40. And we kind of do this. We feature albums as best we can in the two-hour time frame. And so thanks for listening. Thanks for checking things out. You can check us out on the House of Prog. I just go to houseofprog.com, or you can go to cgsf.ca and check us out any old time. We stream Tuesdays 10 o'clock p.m. and then Thursday 7 a.m. live on FM, which has always been a bit of a novelty for me. We're going to finish off with one more track from the James Gang. We'll see you next time. Adios, sanara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later.